the way, I'm going to get myself a laptop.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. I'm going to be stupid enough to try to operate it, you know.
Oh, it's not. It's pretty easy, really, once you get the hang of it.
This guy that advertises on TV about being the computer doctor.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try to get some of his material.
That would be a good way to learn.
Yeah. Well, Shelly uses the computer, so does Steve. My daughters use the computer.
When are you going to get it?
Well, I'm going to have somebody go out and look for it today, I guess. I don't know which one to get. So everybody tells me that Dell is the best one. I don't know.
Dell is good.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a couple more emails I'm going to be faxing over there today.
Oh, yeah. By the way, that one I got yesterday, man, that was a hilarious joke. Well, I can't talk about that. Man, I tell you, I shared that with the several people here, and they all are still rolling on the floor. That's not a funny joke, man. That's the kind you like to tell, you know, but you can't tell.
Bill Bailey.
I'm a friend Johnny getting along.
Johnny is, he's great.
I'll never forget the day that he went over to wrestling matches, and they had pulled some people out of there to wrestle with some of the wrestlers, and John was supposed to get in there and wrestle, and John didn't want to wrestle him because he knew he could get hurt. And I can't forget the guy's name now, but he was very popular at the time, but Johnny left the, it was being held at the Gardens. Johnny left there flying, man, and that wrestler was right behind him.
What, was that the Sheik?
No, I don't remember the guy's name, but Johnny made it back to the radio station and made it through the back door, but that guy was right on his heels. Poor little Johnny.
Bill Bailey.
What about this bailout that they're, the government is talking about giving the people?
I'll take mine and I'll spend it and put it right back in the economy. I promise.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the government's business to give us money or not. You know?
Well,
I think they'd do a lot better off if they just gave the money to business and let business spend the money by giving cut prices, you know.
I like the way you're thinking, but I just don't know if the businesses would be honest enough to go ahead and cut prices.
Yeah, right. Well, it's hard to get them to cut prices, that's right. But it would be nice if they cut the price of gasoline, you know.
They really need to concentrate on that because these oil companies are making obscene amounts of money.
Oh, I know they are.
And it's breaking me, and it you know, it affects everybody. It affects fast food and the entertainment.
Yeah.
And the price of groceries go up because you have to transport that stuff.
That's right.
Bill Bailey.
I read some very interesting notes that you received, man.
Yeah.
And some from way out there.
They like to send some funny stuff, but they send some a couple serious ones, too.
I wanted that joke about the lady going in there looking over this expensive piece of jewelry, man. That was really the funny one.
That was the best, I know.
I can't tell that one.
No, sir, we cannot tell that one.
Boy, it was funny, though.
Bill Bailey.
Many years ago, I flew out to Oregon and climbed to the top of Mount St. Helens. You know, the mountain out there in Oregon?
Yeah, the big volcano?
Yeah, man. Dropped my pants and mooned the entire North American continent. You know what I'm planning on doing now?
I don't know. What is that?
I think I'm going to Alaska, man, and climb the highest mountain in our hemisphere, man, and moon Russia.
Well, yeah, you might get frostbite.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that guy's getting to be a lot of trouble.
Yeah, he is. He's starting.
Well, he's trying to load up Iran to cause some trouble. I don't know what he's up to.
Yeah, he just sold a bunch more nuclear fuel.
Yeah, and he's got more coming, too. And you know Iran doesn't have any way to pay them. What? So he's trying to start something.
Now, this comes to you from Bob Free. Says, hey, Bill Bailey, I'd like to take you on a trip down memory lane. Back in the late 70s through the late 90s, there was a group of people that gathered after work to imbibe. Now, this encompasses three time periods and three different taverns. The first was the Hideaway Tavern on Bardstown Road at Bonnycastle there. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And that was like 1976 through 81.
Yeah, right. That was just before we had that snowfall.
All right, from there they migrated down Bardstown Road to Davern's Tavern,
Oh, yeah, yep.
Okay, and then from Davern's, they wound up at the Blue Castle Bar and Grill.
Oh, yeah, that was Germantown.
Okay, and here's what he goes on to say. You graced us occasionally with your wit and humor at all of these taverns over the years.
Uh-huh.
And then they have a list of names, and I'll read those to you and see if you remember any of these folks.
Okay.
There was Bob and Bonnie.
Bob and Bonnie.
Big Mike and Mary Carroll.
Oh, yeah.
Frank and Carlene.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy and Dottie.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
Jack and Bonnie. Bobby and Carol.
Yeah, I remember those people.
Charlie the Boxer and Kathleen.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I painted a picture for Charlie once.
So did he have any good boxing stories?
Oh, he was just a fighter, man. He was tough.
You didn't mess with him, huh?
I didn't mess with him. I don't. Nobody around him messed with him.
So you guys had some fun.
Oh, yeah. He used to sell me. He said, Bill, I can lay you out with one punch. I said, yeah, I'm dying for you to do that, man. I mean, he was tough, really tough.
Bill Bailey.
Boy, I've been getting some interesting mail.
Good.
Yeah.
You want to say hello to anyone?
Steve Yankowski. That fella, they used to hang around the radio station all the time.
You remember him?
Steve Gummer. Oh, yeah, I remember him. But he made a little mistake here when he said he went to Cincinnati to the Red Mile. I said the Red Mile is up in Lexington. I made a few bets out there. Oh, yeah, I remember Steve. Kevin, he just hung around the station all the time. I got a CD from a friend up in Baltimore telling me why he had stayed at the same location for 30 years. Oh, God, man, that's great to say that. Well, we have some people, you know, that stick with one place a long time, but I wasn't one of them. I stayed at Wacky 11 years, and that was enough. Well, the truth is, they were getting ready to change over to hard metal, and I didn't want to play that stuff. That was California type music. I don't have nothing to do with California. I'm not working on anything today except this painting. I'm trying to wrap up this painting I've been working on for 6 months now. I'm telling you, this thing is just driving me crazy.
You sell your paintings?
Oh, yeah, I sell them. I sell them as soon as I get through with them.
How would someone buy one if they wanted to?
People just came by and took a look at them, you know. Some of them I sent out to California to sell. Send them out to California, you get three times the price you get here.
Wow.
People out there are crazy, you know. They'll buy anything and pay a high price for it. By the way, I am having a... I'm going to get a computer put in here.
Well,
I don't think it's going to be a tabletop, though. I don't think I need anything like that. I think it'll be a laptop as big enough for me. Just something to play around with. I remember when I went to work for WKLO, they had one of the first business computers in town. And that thing was so big, it took up a complete room. I mean, a large room, too. I mean, that thing was in there cranking. Good grief. Now, it did, in a full day, it would do the work that a small computer can do now in 15 minutes.
There was just a lady in here, Patsy Whitehead. She said for me to make sure to tell you hello.
Oh, Patsy Whitehead.
And she doesn't know you personally, but she listened to you.
But I love her to death, man.
She listened to you religiously,
yeah,
when you were on Wacky.
Yeah, and I love her for it, too. I was going to tell you a story about something that happened to me.
Oh, good.
Well, since I've been here, I got a call through the company telephone from a booking agency in Hollywood.
Cool.
And the guy said, Bill? I said, yeah. He said, I was listening to you in Chicago when I lived there. He said, you were doing a commercial. I said, ad-libbing a commercial. He said, yeah. He said, all of a sudden you did, hey, Lottie, 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 hey, Lottie, Lottie, Bo. He said, what did that mean? I said, nothing. It didn't mean anything. Didn't mean a darn thing. I just threw it in there. Anyway, Miss Whitehead was a regular listener, huh?
Yes, and she just wanted to say it's good to hear you on the radio again, and just to say hey to you and thank you for the memories and stuff.
Oh, golly, that's great, man. Great.
Bill Bailey.
Well, I finally got some work done on that painting last night.
Well, good. How close are you to...
No, man, nowhere near close. I'm not anywhere near finishing it up. Oh, I did want to mention some people this morning.
Oh, that's a good idea.
First, we want to say something about Jimmy and Ray. A couple of nutcrackers, man, but they're great, good people. I never get to see them anymore. And, of course, I got a lot of, I've got mail, as you know, because you sent a lot of it over to me. Hazel Pitts from my hometown. Let's see who else I got here. Oh, Boo Boo Edis. Boo Boo Edis. She's the mother of the lady in charge of activities here.
Okay.
Becky Dunaway. Now, Boo Boo's a fine woman. Oh, and it's a
okay.
Gail March. Let me see if I can pronounce his name. Gail Markachek. And you sent me this note with his name on it. He's a guy that's a veteran, retired now, of Vietnam. And Steve Yankowie, Judith Minton. Good grief, man. So darn many names. I can't mention them all.
Bill Bailey.
I'm losing my voice quickly here. I didn't wake up with this. I don't know where in the heck I got it. Hey, did I pick this up from you, Patty? I didn't pick this sore throat up from you, did I? Oh, brother.
Patty cakes don't have it.
Huh?
I said, Patty cakes don't have it. That's my nickname, Patty cakes.
Patty cakes don't have it. Okay.
Bill Bailey.
The Alpha and Omega here.
That would be Bill Bailey.
That's right.
Good morning, sir.
King Kong of the Killers. Oh, brother.
Love him. Doesn't sound like you're in a chipper mood this morning.
Well, I'm just looking at some pictures of me, man. I look like an old man now.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah. No, people come in here and want a picture taken with me. And I just, good grief. I think I'm going to stop that practice.
None of us look like we did back in the day.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm not saying I look good at any time, you know.
Oh, come on, you are a handsome guy.
I was thinking about my youth again. You know, when I went out with my Uncle Raymond, and he always took my brother and I along with him when he went somewhere. And this is when we were just youngsters. He'd always pull my brother up and say, "This is my nephew, Charlie. Isn't he a handsome young man?" He never did that with me. I must have been an ugly kid, man. I mean, really ugly.
Oh, come on.
Bill Bailey.
Oh, there was a little girl that worked at the front desk. She answered the telephone, you know, welcomed people when they came in. And she was a cute little thing. I admired her. I said, "Body by Fisher, brain by Tinker Toy."
Don't tell me she took that the wrong way.
No, she took it the right way. Body by Fisher, brain by Tinker Toy. Yeah, she was a sweet girl. Now, we really had a great crew. We really and truly did. I mean, everybody was just congenial, and they worked together so beautifully.
Bill Bailey.
Tell me about one of Johnny Randolph's staff meetings.
Oh, yeah, I remember those staff meetings. Yeah, I went to a few of them. Are you thinking about the one where I put the manager on the floor?
Yeah, you can tell me that one if you want.
Yeah, I just reached up, grabbed him around the neck, and tossed him on the floor. And he got a great kick out of it, you know, and so did I. That was George Francis. He's living down in South Carolina now. After he left Wacky as manager, he bought himself a couple of stations and moved down there.
That's a good area.
Everybody thinks a radio station makes a lot of money, but they don't. They don't make that much money. You know, it's tough making money. I don't know how these stations make any money for these people that own, multiple stations in a single market. You know, that don't make any sense to me.
Bill Bailey.
Are you aware that at one time Wacky was considered the top radio station in the country? I mean, everybody in the country and everybody outside the country wanted to be at Wacky. I'll never forget the people coming up here from two networks down in Australia, just taping everything they could hear and talking to everybody. How do you do it? How do you do it? How do you make a station like this? You know, well, you have to do it with people. That's the way you do it. and with great music, and just fun.
Bill Bailey.
So did anyone come see you?
Okay. Well, yeah, a couple of strangers came in to see me.
Yeah? You remember their names?
No, I don't, but somebody brought me a double cheeseburger. I went, that's one thing.
Well, there's a bonus.
So I'll be grateful to him for the rest of my life.
There you go.
Well, you know, complaining, you know, you get something done that way.
It works.
And this evening for supper, we're having hot dogs.
Do you have something to do with that?
And that's something else, you know. You never got around here until I started complaining about it. I like good hot dogs, you know. And I especially like chili dogs. Oh, brother, man, I love those chili dogs.
Bill Bailey.
Hello there.
How you doing this morning?
Good.
You survived that big blow last night, huh?
Yeah, man. Golly. Awfully noisy, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
That made me think I was married again. Good grief.
Man, this weather, something else. Feels like springtime.
Yeah. I think we're going to have an early spring. You really haven't had much of a winter.
No, we got a little bit of snow.
When was that big snow we had?
Was that 78?
77 or 78, I don't know.
Could have been 77. It was right around that time.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah, they had to come with a four-wheel drive and get my car out of the driveway,
yeah.
Man.
You know, when I worked up in Alaska, we had snow up there that I don't know how you go about measuring it. It was as high as the roof of the house, anyway. Good grief. I used to love winter, but I don't like it anymore. You know, somebody offered me a job once up in the upper New York. Good grief, man. And I checked in on the weather of that thing, and I said, are you kidding me? The weather there was terrible.
Bill Bailey.
Did you get that other email I sent?
Yeah, man. That was a beautiful message.
Yeah,
I can't read those things on the air, man. I guess I'm too modest for that. Beautiful message, though.
Diane Byrne, she discovered Wacky, and it was back on the air, and she hadn't left since.
Bless her heart.
Bill Bailey.
You don't ever hear from Bob Moody, do you?
No, haven't heard from Bob at all. I've never, as a matter of fact, I've never met Bob Moody.
You never met him?
No.
He's a great guy. I think one of the best shows I ever did was with Bob Moody. There weren't too many shows that I was proud of, but I was proud of that one. I don't remember what happened now, but it was nothing but fun with him. And we had a chance to talk about the manager who was Myers, Donald Myers. The one that we call Donald Duck.
Bill Bailey.
You know, we had that get-together.
I wasn't able to go to that big one that you went to. I had to work or something. There was something that came up, because I thought about it, and I got invited, but something happened. I couldn't go.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, there were a whole bunch of people there. The Monarchs played and all that.
Oh, yeah, and I got kissed by at least 500 women.
Ooh, tough duty.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, tough job, but somebody's got to do it, and you're just the guy.
Yeah, anytime you want to play a little smacky mouth, let me know.
Bill Bailey!
It reminds me of the time I swam the length of the Ohio River.
What
with a 250-pound catfish strapped to my back. Oh, yeah. I've had some adventures in life.
Have you heard about the two-headed catfish they find in there?
No, I noticed some big catfish in there. Well, I've never seen a two-headed catfish of any type.
Bill Bailey!
You know, I was born and reared near a river named the Neuse River, and it connects to the Trent River. But the Trent River, apparently, it's an overflow from the, I don't know where, how in the heck you can get alligators, but my uncle, who fished in the Trent River, out there in the channel, and he caught an alligator in that thing.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Yeah.
An alligator out of the river.
Yeah, 8 feet long.
Now, where was this?
This was in North Carolina.
Okay, there probably may be some gators up that far.
Oh, God, man. I've never seen one before like that. I've seen baby gators.
How long did you say he was?
Eight feet.
That's a huge gator.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah, he could take you if you're not careful. 8-footer's a big one.
Yeah.
Bill Bailey!
I visited Florida and went down there for a Walt Disney World broadcast from down there. I saw there were lizards running around everywhere.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, everywhere, man.
Uh-huh. And then you got to be careful of the fire ants.
That's right.
Little bitty things. Can't hardly see them.
Oh, yeah, man. They'll bite you and they sting. Good grief, they sting. It reminds me of two characters that I see on TV, man. It's that you see a lot of. I like a little Geico lizard on TV, you know, speaks for Geico insurance, and he's talking to a jellyfish. And I've been stung by those things so many times. Have you ever been in the water with those things?
No, I've never been stung. I've been around them. When they're around, I get out.
I mean, when they sting, they hurt.
Bill Bailey.
People around here never heard of flounders.
Yeah.
They've never heard of flounders. I used to go floundering in down North Carolina. You know, they're the flat ones there with the eye on one side of the head. They're flat. They swim right up close to the shore. You know, all you have to do is gig them.
In Florida, you can walk along the waterfront on the, down by the
sea. Oh, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And you can see stingrays and manta rays.
Yeah,
they'll come close in.
You know, the only thing I ever fished for in, on the ocean was a hammerhead shark.
Did you get one?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of those.
How long did it take you to get him in?
Oh, it didn't take very long. But they are dangerous. They will bite you.
Bill Bailey.
Well, my daughter was here this past week. I guess maybe she's already on her way back down to Florida. Maybe she left this morning.
Well, it's good
like
she
I said,
by.
You know, they grow up and they grow away.
Right, that's what happens.
So I don't know if she's gone yet or not.
Won't she come by and see you?
No. See, they grow up and they forget you, you know.
Get them on the phone, man. Get their cell phone number.
Yeah, well,
bug the daylights out of them.
No, I've got their cell phone, but I don't call them, man.
Call them and lay a guilt trip on them, man. That's what
your
my mom used to do to me.
Old Bobby here at home. He's all alone.
Bill Bailey.
That poor woman out here is driving this old car. Comes in to visit her husband and feed him, you know. And she's got no hubcaps on her car. I went into the dining room. I said, do you realize your car is improperly attired? And she said, what do you mean? I said, it's got no hubcaps on it. Is Hubcap Annie still in business out there in the South End?
I don't know. But I'm sure somewhere is that she could get her some cheap hubcaps.
Oh, yeah.
Go hang out in the West End. But, oh, no, don't do that. She might they'll take her tires.
No, you hang out there, you lose your tires, too. But I know I used to drive down to the South End. I can't remember the name of the street. And the hubcaps out there in the yard, you know. She had them all scattered out there in the yard so everybody could see what she had to offer. And I mean, she had every type of hubcap you could probably think of. And I think they were sensibly priced, too.
Bill Bailey.
So you getting some people stop by with some cheeseburgers?
No, there's a lady that brings me one. Let's see, every Tuesday she comes in with a double cheeseburger. And we do a little hugging and kissing and all that stuff, you know, and both leave tickled to death.
Bill Bailey.
Mr. Bailey.
And I have one thing I want to say to the Congress and the President of the United States. Dang you, you ought to take a rope and hang you. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. Glad to hear you're in a fairly chipper mood this morning.
Oh, God, I got a bellyache.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think I ate too much.
It happens, man. What did you have?
Hamburgers, cheeseburgers.
I've been known to eat myself sick when it comes to cheeseburgers.
Yeah, it's easy to do, isn't it?
Yes, sir, man. It's all American food right there.
That's right. Hey, man, how's the life?
Life is good, man.
Good.
Yeah, everything is going good. It's really busy.
Good, man.
They're running me to death around here, Bill.
Gee whiz, man. I'm glad to hear that.
I am, too, because otherwise I'd be drinking.